We've been seeing some pictures and video of Luka this offseason. Looks like he's packing on the pounds, so we thought we would talk to him about how his offseason is going. So joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Mavericks superstar Luka Doncic. Good morning.
Oh, boy. What are my musers up to?
How are you?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what I'm up to. About 400 pounds.
400?
Yeah, well, I put on a little weight. What you going to do? I mean, it happens. What can you really do about it, man?
Well, what has caused it, would you say?
Well, you know, first of all, I don't think everyone should judge me too harshly because, hey, look, C.D. Lamb put on a few pounds. Why can't I?
Well, yeah. He put on muscle, and that's going to help him. We don't think your poundage will help you.
Well, Junior, we may not be muscle, but it's called leverage, okay, brother? When I'm down there and I'm battling guys in the paint or wherever I'm at, I got to be able to muscle people out of the way. That's why I'm going to get up to, like, Shaq's weight. He was real good. He's physical.
So you want to be more physical?
Yeah, more physical. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I eat reasonably, at least in my mind. I don't know why I'm gaining weight.
Okay, well, give us a rundown. Like, how do you eat?
Well, let's see. This morning I ate a grapefruit.
Okay.
With a side of ribeye and and some loaded baked potatoes. And let's see. Then I had, what did I have for my vegetable? Oh, I know. I had a chicken fried steak for my vegetable.
That's not a vegetable.
And then I had like a gravy tanker of gravy. I would say a gravy boat, but it's more of a gravy tanker or gravy aircraft carrier. Then I had some scrambled eggs dipped in mayo. Then I had a bucket of chili con queso. And then I had a lowland gorilla. And then I ate a fence.
You ate a fence?
I ate a fence. Yeah, I was still hungry, and I was walking along the fence line. I just ate the fence.
Well, I think we figured out the problem, Luka.
I mean, look, man, when you grew up like I did, I grew up in like this poor village in Serbia or whatever Mexican place I immigrated from.
Slovenia.
And we didn't like it. We didn't have two nickels to rub together. We heated our home by burning trash, and I was always hungry. So
yeah.
I determined that when I would grow up, I just wanted enough money to eat brisket tacos every day, all the time.
Every day.
Right. So when I came to America, land of the free, brother, land of the free, I went a little crazy at these all-you-can-eat places, you know, Golden Corrals, Western Sizzlin's, Luby's. I hit them all on the way home for practice every day. One right after the other.
Huh. Well, I don't think you grew up that poor. I thought you had a fairly normal upbringing.
Yeah, but come on, man. You like to dress it up, make it a little more dramatic. You know, I got to have some kind of excuse for rags to riches. And that sells, man. That sells. Why do I have to be thin? I'm still better than 99% of athletes in the NBA.
Well, yes, you're a great player, but everybody's just worried about your knees and carrying all that weight and what it means long term.
I know, man. You telling me, heck, 50 pounds ago I was having to wear braces on my knees every time I played. What do you think I got to do now? I basically put on a full exoskeleton when I practice now.
Well, that's the wild thing. It hasn't been that long. I mean, the NBA Finals were in June.
I pack it on quickly, Giorgio.
Yeah, I can understand that.
The kids are laughing at me, saying I'm fat, making fun of me. I got sleep apnea right now.
Oh,
dear.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I'm starting to feel like a hooker now because I can't wash all my folds.
Oh, Luka.
I had to buy a bigger tractor just to carry my ass around my North 40.
Yeah, we saw a video. I guess you're a farmer in the off season.
You damn right I'm a farmer. That's what I do. I'm Country Luka now, George.
Yeah, you've been trying to tell us that. I know.
I tell you, I'm so country, I ride a mule to the Dairy Queen. That's what I do.
They have Dairy Queens over there?
Of course, there's only like one in, over here in Slovenia or wherever it is I'm from.
Yeah, that's right.
That I just learned that I was from Slovenia.
Yeah, never forget where you came from.
S-hole country. Man, why are they letting people like me in here? I don't get it. Why do they let these Slovenians into America to dominate the NBA? It just doesn't make any sense, man. We got to close the borders.
Well, you're all in on being country, aren't you?
You bet, Junes. Hey, speaking of you, Junes, what's the deal with you and your COVID?
Yeah, I got it.
I thought you got the Fauci jab. How'd you get the COVID, huh?
Well, you can still get it even if you get vaccinated.
Yes, I did, but that's not 100% effective.
Wrong with that. Let me tell you, I got something for that. Horse dewormer, Junes. Horse dewormer. I got a whole
batch right here.
I keep it in a candy dish next to my TV while I'm watching Duck Dynasty.
Well, you got a couple months to get in shape, I guess, so I guess you can turn it around.
Yeah, I'll get down. I'll be in shape. You just watch, and I'll still be great at the NBA basketball, Georgie. Still be great no matter how much I weigh. I am country! Woo-hoo!
Wow.
Luca? I guess he's out. All right, there goes Luca.